It's interview two of Tabletop Scotland 2022. I'm here with Pablo Clark, who's the illustrator and designer of Old King's Crown from Erie Idol Games. How are you doing, Pablo?
I'm very well, thank you. It's nice here.
Yeah, it's good. This is not your first convention. You were at UK Games Expo earlier in the year.
I was at UK Games. I was very overwhelmed.
Yeah, that's a big con to go to.
Yeah, it's huge.
That is the main thing about UK Games Expo, overwhelmed.
I couldn't believe it.
Was that your first con with the game?
First con with the game. In general.
Great. So, oh, wow.
Yeah.
So that was your first exposure to sort of convention,
doubly frightening.
Yeah. How did UK Games Expo go for you then?
It was great, actually. So I have to say that in advance of it, I was nervous about what the mood might be, what the reception would be to the game.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But I was so amazed by how warm and inviting it was such a sense of community.
Yeah.
I thought it might be quite fractious, right? Like
sure.
Different cliques.
Lots of little cliques off doing their own thing. Yeah.
And it didn't feel like that at all. We were subsumed into it immediately.
Yeah, Games Expo was good for that. It's got very sort of like welcoming by lots of different types of gamers and that kind of thing.
It was really nice.
Can you tell me a little bit about the development of the game? Because it's obviously been your sort of pet project for the last few years.
So I've been working on it for about 5 years.
Sure.
And initially it was much simpler. I wanted to design a game that was all about hidden information, but actually the main currency or value of the game was about gaining visibility on your opponent.
Sure.
Right? And so there was other things that I wanted to do. I wanted to make a conflict game that hasn't got that much destruction in it.
Yeah.
So it's all about gaining things. And one that could tell a story with its where locations and characters meet, right?
Sure.
So you know, characters fighting in the castle and then getting into the court starts to tell a story about what's happening in this game. So started out very simply, and then I started playtesting it, and then that just grew arms and legs, and Hydra-like took on a life of its own.
Cool. But you're not only the designer, you're also the illustrator for this.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about your background in sort of art and illustration, because it looks absolutely gorgeous. We'll be writing up a piece for the cast, and people can go and look at that on the site as well. We'll put some pictures on the site. But yeah, tell us a little bit about your sort of artistic background.
Yeah, so I came to it fairly late. I mean, I went to art school, but I studied filmmaking.
Oh, right, sure.
My job is I'm a storyboard artist.
Oh, right, cool.
So I work in animation and video games, like AAA video games. Mainly.
Anything we'd have heard of?
I mean,
you can talk about.
Yeah, sure. I worked on Destiny 2.
All right.
I worked on. I did some cinematics for Baldur's Gate 3.
Wow. Okay. Sure.
I did. Yeah. A bunch of stuff. Lots of games with like war in their title.
Yeah.
Warhammer, War of the Ring, and that kind of thing. So yeah, a lot of that kind of stuff. This was a way of. I really wanted to, as I was developing the game, just take my time with it and let it percolate.
Sure.
And if I was going to do the illustrations for it, to kind of enjoy building this world at the same time.
Not put too much pressure on yourself to hit a project deadline, that kind of thing.
So it took a long time, and I will say that the early experiments did not look anywhere near as like.
I mean, it's got a very distinct style, which
I think
will do you real well when it comes to crowdfunding or retail or however that comes out. It's really good. Jamie and I really enjoyed playing it, so it's real good.
Great.
Really enjoyed it.
Thank you. I'm really excited to get it in people's hands and keep exploring it, I think is the thing that I enjoy the most about it. And there is a lot more art. I've done a lot more since then. As you can see, I'm sure you saw the decks are the same card at the moment. And it's not that case now.
Well, right. We'll let you get back to actual punters as opposed to ourselves.
Right.
Thanks very much for the chat.
Thank you.
Cheers. Thanks so much, Pablo.
Thank you.